Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings! I am Claudette Levi Farnham, MA History graduate of the University of the West Indies at Cahill Campus, celebrating 60 years of existence in 2023. On this day, June 7th in the year 1834, the Barbadian carried a speech made by Robert Boucher Clark to his constituents after he won one of the two seats representing the double-member constituency of St. Michael in the House of Assembly. Mr. Clark thanked those members of the freehold community gathered on that occasion for voting for him and doing so by a majority at this important period in time. He then decried the efforts of the opposing contenders for the flattering promises made during the campaign and the notion of instilling party into the politics of the day. Quote, "This victory will show them," he said, "that the symbols and badges of party now first exhibited here are vain and useless, and that their introduction is deprecated by all sensible men as tending to create and keep alive amongst us a party spirit," end quote. The idea of party politics at the time was condemned, and Mr. Clark further boasted of his conscientious decision to avoid the game of politics guided by superficial promises and pledges. To this end, he then reminded the group, quote, "I have never employed any arts or devices to gain your suffrages," end quote. Upon this, loud cheers of affirmation were issued from the large crowd. Mounting a chair and elevating himself above the crowd in dramatic form, Mr. Clark thus spoke on the issues of the day, the crises and the changes that faced the inhabitants and legislators of the island. As their representative, he promised his unwavering commitment to confront the challenges of the day and so serve the true interests of his native country. He reminded the men gathered that on account of the issue of the abolition of slavery, quote, "it is done, and it is our duty to meet it like men and our interest to lend our aid to carry it safely into effect," end quote. In his view, Mr. Clark believed that in calling for the immediate extinction of slavery, the handling of the issue in England was given no time for inquiry. Additionally, according to Clark, the arguments of reason and expediency and the claims to justice went unheard, while the real interests of humanity and the sanctity of property were forgotten, along with the claims of justice and the reckless consequences to the slaves themselves. Therefore, on this day, June 7th, in the year 1834, the Honorable Robert Boucher Clark, in his speech to his supporters, encouraged them to uphold the law regarding the abolition of slavery, but expressed his disagreement related to the measure. Mr. Clark was willing to adapt to the amendments, but he did not seem to believe in the movement toward change that would disrupt the centuries-old status quo.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.